Bob Gamcourt, the CEO of the coffee company Keurig, has apologized to his employees for using Twitter to communicate the decision to pause, as he put it, advertising on Sean Hannity's show. Keurig, Realtor.com, and Volvo all pulled ads after Hannity seemed to support Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore, both on his Fox News TV show and on his radio show, after Moore was accused of sexual harassment and assault. But Hannity fans took their anger out on Keurig, maybe because they couldn't throw their Volvos off the roof as they did their Keurig coffee machines. Ali Velshi is MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent, also co-host of Velshi and Rule. Ali, so there you are at MSNBC, big Fox competitor. But we want you look at this from a business perspective.
Yeah.
Keurig seems to be apologizing for using, you know, Twitter to announce this. Gamcourt said that gave the appearance of taking sides. But I don't think they're apologizing for pulling their ads because of Hannity's content. How do you do with handling this?
This is trying very hard to walk a fine line, and I don't think it's all that successful. I mean, the bottom line is Keurig did make a decision not to advertise. And one of the problems that companies have when they take a decision to pull advertising from an event or a TV show is that there are two steps to that. One is the we're pulling the ad and we're not financially supporting you. And then the other one is how you handle that with the public. With some companies, it pays them to make a fairly big statement about the fact that we're doing it. Other companies would prefer to do it a little more quietly. And I think Keurig was trying to say Twitter wasn't the right place to do it. Nobody really believes that's the issue. Yeah. The fact is Keurig did it. Then there were pictures posted on social media about people taking Keurig machines that had already been bought and, you know, destroying them and throwing them out. So it's I'm not sure this sort of apology kind of thing is meaningful.
Well, because, you know, Keurig might have consumers who are applauding them pulling the ads, but now they're feeling like they're abandoned there. And we should say it was the left-leaning Media Matters that pushed these companies to pull their ads. But now we have a coffee war because you have Donald Trump Jr., Hannity fans, and Sean Hannity himself promoting Black Rifle Coffee Company. This is owned by a veteran. They call themselves the Premium Conservative Coffee Company. We're a polarized country, Ali.
Yeah, I mean, you would have thought that generally speaking, coffee, and some of the other companies, by the way, that pulled out, Cadillac, AARP, a lot of them, they're conservatives and liberals who use these services and buy these products. But when you pull out of, when one coffee company pulls out, your only choices then are to try and promote the conservative coffee company. So yeah, there is a thing called Black Rifle Coffee. It is pro-gun rights, pro-military, pro-Donald Trump. And it has sort of made the point that it is going to be, it wants to be the coffee for conservatives. It's got some funny names for some of its coffee. This becomes kind of tricky. I mean, as a coffee drinker, I don't know how much I'd move because of the politics of the coffee company. But Starbucks has faced this in the past. Other companies have faced this where they take a, you know, Starbucks took a position on not having people with guns come into their stores. And there was an attempt to boycott Starbucks. As you can see, Starbucks is doing just fine.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, where do you see this heading? But it sounds as if, although it just seems kind of sad that we are so divided over so many things and now maybe even products, but we'll find follow this. Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor, economics correspondent, also co-host of Velshi and Rule, taking a look at, we'll post some of the videos of people destroying their Keurig coffee makers. On the other hand, some people are saying, I'm getting everyone Keurig coffee makers for Christmas. So we'll see how this plays out. Ali, thank you.
My pleasure.